This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the coronavirus pandemic is out of control, calling it the number one global security threat in the world today. During a news briefing with reporters, he called for global solidarity in making a future vaccine affordable and available to all. He makes a statement amid the growing coronavirus deaths and infections. More than 939,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, while the number of global infections is less than a quarter million shy, reaching a new milestone of 30 million. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be ready by in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health experts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Hurricane Sally has killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced the rescue of hundreds. The storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line Wednesday with 105-mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet, not inches. One death has been reported. Orange Beach, Alabama, and the mayor, Tony Kenyon, says that the death was banned.
Contradicted Dr. Redfield about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. Democrat Joe Biden weighed in.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Again, Hurricane Sally killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced the rescue of hundreds. The storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line Wednesday with 105-mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet, not inches. One death has been reported. Orange Beach, Alabama Mayor Tony Kenyon says the death happened in the vacation destination on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Wildfire crews in the U.S. state of California and across the West admit to being exhausted as they have to respond to an incredible number of fires this season. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
California Governor Gavin Newsom puts it bluntly. This has been the worst fire season ever.
3.4 million acres, close to 8,000 fires.
Crews are walking off one fire just to be called in to battle a new blaze. Newsom says drought, climate change, and pests, not poor forest management, are to blame.
We are doing the kind of prescribed burns, doing the kind of thinning that has an environmental construct.
Human, mechanical, and financial resources are taxed to the breaking point at the state and federal level. Firefighters from as far away as Israel are involved in the fight. Government spending on fighting wildfires has more than tripled since the 1990s to an average of $1.8 billion each year. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krach is scheduled to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and other senior officials once he settles in after his arrival there. His visit follows the high-profile visit in August of U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar, who was the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since a break in formal ties between the U.S. and Taiwanese government in 1979 when the U.S. accepted the One China policy with Beijing as its government. However, the U.S. has maintained unofficial ties with Taiwan since the official diplomatic break and is the island's most important ally and provider of defense equipment. He is expected to participate in an economic dialogue with the Taiwanese government. He will also attend a memorial service for the former president who led the island transition to democracy, who died in July. Yoshihide Suga is now officially Japan's new prime minister after being voted in by the country's parliament Wednesday. He appointed a cabinet and retained many of those who worked with his predecessor, Shinzo Abe. Suga, who was considered Abe's right-hand man, has pledged to pursue many of Abe's programs and his economic strategy. Suga also said during a news conference Wednesday he would implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States while hoping to establish stable relationships with China and Russia. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.